All right, let's dive in. We're going deep today on some brand new research about a novel avian influenza virus. They found it in China.
Yep.
Bird flu, right? You might be thinking, bird flu, why should I even care? But listen to this. This one's got some unique features that are making scientists sit up and take notice.
For sure.
We're looking at excerpts from a research article hot off the press from the December 2024 issue of BMC Genomics.
Yeah, the details are really interesting. We're going to be exploring its genetic makeup, the risks it poses both to animals and us, and why it's so important to keep a close watch on these things.
Okay, so first things first, let's get to know this virus. It's called H3N3, right?
Right.
What's that all about?
So all influenza A viruses, including this one, they get their name from two proteins on their surface: hemagglutinin, or H for short, and neuraminidase, that's the N. These proteins, they're really important for how the virus infects cells and spreads. Now, H3N3 is just one combination out there, but we're focusing on it today because, well, this particular H3N3 virus is what we call triple reassortant.
Triple reassortant. What does that even mean?
So imagine you've got three different Lego sets, right?
Okay.
Each one with its own unique pieces. Now imagine taking pieces from all three and mixing them up to create something totally new. That's reassortment.
So this virus is like a mix and match of three other bird flu viruses. That sounds, well, unpredictable.
Exactly. Researchers found genetic material from H3N8, H9N2, and even H10N3 all jumbled up together in this new strain. And it's this mixing of genes that makes it so important for us to keep a close eye on it. That unpredictable nature, well, it's what makes it potentially
That
dangerous.
makes sense. So where did this triple reassortant virus even come from?
Well, they first found it in a sick chicken in Liaoning Province in China back in June 2023. Researchers used some pretty high-tech imaging techniques to actually see the virus's structure, and they mapped out its whole genetic code.
Wow. And once they had that map, what did they learn about its origins?
The interesting thing is, all eight genes of this H3N3 virus, they all fall within the Eurasian lineage of avian flu viruses. It's like tracing its family tree back to a specific branch. But there's one thing that really stood out, the HA gene.
Right, the one that helps it latch onto cells.
Exactly. And this virus, well, it seems to prefer receptors found in birds.
So it prefers to infect birds. But hold on, didn't you say this virus has a history of jumping to humans?
Well, not this specific virus, no.
Good.
But the HA gene in this new H3N3, it's actually really closely related to an H3N8 virus that did infect a person in China back in 2022.
That is a little unsettling.
Yeah.
So even though this virus prefers bird receptors, its close relative managed to infect a human. So does that mean this one could jump to humans too?
It's possible. See, the HA gene, it's like a key that fits into a lock on a cell's surface. This virus's key seems to fit bird locks best, but there are some signs it could be changing shape, maybe even enough to fit human locks.
Oh, okay. So, bottom line, how much of a risk does this virus actually pose to people right now? Should we be worried?
Well, for now, this virus is considered low pathogenic.
Okay.
That means it doesn't usually cause severe disease in birds. But there are some things about it that are raising red
Red
flags.
flags. Like what?
Well, researchers have found several mutations in its genes, mutations that are, well, a little concerning.
For instance.
Some of these mutations, they're linked to increased viral replication. The virus can make more copies of itself faster, you see. And of course, more copies, that means a greater chance of spread.
Okay, I can see why that would be something to watch closely.
Yeah.
Are there any other mutations that are raising concerns?
Yeah, there are some mutations that might actually make it better at binding to human-type receptors, making it easier to jump the species barrier. And to make matters even more complicated, this new H3N3, it's showing signs of resistance to some common antiviral drugs.
So it could potentially spread more easily, jump to humans, and our medications might not even work against it.
You got it. And all of this is happening while this H3N3 subtype, which used to be pretty rare in chickens, is becoming increasingly common in poultry, particularly in China and other parts of Asia.
So it's not just a theoretical threat, it's already having a real-world impact.
Right. It may not cause severe disease in birds, but it's affecting poultry farms, you know, reducing egg production,
Yeah.
which of course has economic consequences. That's why it's so important to keep monitoring and implementing control strategies.
Right.
We need to know how this virus is evolving and what we can do to prevent it from spreading further.
This is all incredibly fascinating, but I have to admit, a bit unsettling too. Feels like we've only just scratched the surface here.
We have, and that's exactly what we're going to delve into next. We'll look at the global context of this virus and what its emergence might mean for the future of avian influenza. You know, even if this particular H3N3 virus doesn't turn into a major threat, it really shows us why we need to be paying attention to these viruses, how they change.
Yeah, like a warning, right? A reminder that things can shift quickly.
Exactly. And being prepared means research, surveillance, public health measures. You might be wondering, you know, where this new virus fits into the bigger picture.
I am, actually. We've been talking about this specific H3N3 virus in China, but what about H3 viruses more generally?
Well, H3 viruses, they have a bit of a history with humans. Remember the 1968 Hong Kong flu pandemic?
Oh, yeah. The one my grandparents still talk about. Wasn't that a pretty big deal?
It was, and it was caused by an H3N2 virus. That pandemic, well, it was a real wake-up call about how these avian flu viruses can jump to humans and cause widespread illness.
So this new H3N3 virus we're talking about, it sounds like just the latest chapter in that story.
It is. It reminds us that the world of viruses, well, it's constantly changing. New strains emerge, old ones come back, and we have to keep learning.
It's definitely been an eye-opener for me. I went from bird flu, what's that, to, okay, I need to pay attention.
That's what these deep dives are all about, right?
Yes.
Helping people understand this complex stuff and why it matters.
Absolutely. So as we start wrapping up this deep dive, what are the key takeaways you want me to walk away with?
First, avian influenza, it's a dynamic threat, constantly evolving. Second, this new triple reassortant H3N3 virus in China, it's got some worrying features we need to watch closely, even though it's not time to panic just yet.
And third, scientific research, global collaboration, that's essential to stay ahead of these threats.
Exactly. The more we know, the better we can protect ourselves and our communities.
This might sound kind of doom and gloom, but I actually think it's empowering to understand this stuff. Knowledge is power, right? What can the average person do with this information? Should we all be stocking up on face masks and hand sanitizer?
Well, basic hygiene is always good. But this virus isn't spreading easily between people right now.
Okay, that's good to know.
Still, it's smart to stay informed about any outbreaks and follow public health advice. And, you know, if you're traveling to areas where avian flu is common, be extra careful around poultry.
That makes sense. Any other tips for staying ahead of the curve on this?
You know, the most important thing is to be a little skeptical, think critically. There's so much information out there, and not all of it's accurate. Stick to reliable sources like the WHO or the CDC.
And of course, keep tuning in to the Deep Dive for in-depth analysis of the latest research. This has been a fascinating, if slightly unnerving, deep dive into the world of avian influenza. We've covered a lot today, from the unique genes of this triple reassortant H3N3 virus to its potential dangers and what it means for global health.
I think it's safe to say that the story of avian influenza isn't over. This new H3N3 strain, well, it's just one chapter in a constantly changing story.
So, as we conclude our deep dive, here's a thought-provoking question for you to ponder. Given this new H3N3 strain in chickens, with its complex genetic makeup, could this be the start of a whole new era in the evolution of avian influenza? What kind of research, what kind of global collaboration do we need to stay ahead of these emerging threats? Those are some big questions to consider. And, you know, while we've been talking about this new H3N3 virus, I keep thinking about how much the world has changed, well, since COVID-19.
It's definitely changed how we see things, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're all a lot more aware now of how these viruses can, you know, really disrupt our lives.
True. And it's highlighted how important global surveillance is, early detection, and responding quickly. We learned some tough lessons over the past few years.
Yeah, we did. So knowing what we know now, what's the most important thing we can do to be ready for the next outbreak, whether it's this H3N3 virus or, you know, something else entirely?
I think communication is key. We need clear information, accurate information, and from sources we can trust. And we need to be able to share that information quickly.
Yeah, I agree with that. We need to be proactive too, right? Mm. We can't afford to just wait for an outbreak to happen and then start scrambling.
Right, exactly. We have to invest in research, develop new vaccines, new treatments, and make sure our public health systems are strong.
You've given me a lot to think about today. This whole deep dive has been really eye-opening. It's kind of amazing how much we can learn from just one research article.
It is, isn't it? And that's the beauty of science. It's always changing, always discovering new things.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything we can on this fascinating and honestly a little bit scary topic. Before we go, is there anything else you want to leave me with about this new H3N3 virus?
Yeah, just this. We need to be aware of the risks, sure. But we shouldn't let fear take over. Stay informed, stay curious. The more we know about these viruses, the better prepared we'll be for whatever comes next.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive. I always learn so much talking to you.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about viruses.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of avian influenza. We hope you found it informative and engaging. Remember, knowledge is power, and staying curious is the best way to navigate our ever-changing world. Until next time, stay safe and stay informed.